Say the word water in Milwaukee, and different people react in different ways. For some, Lake Michigan might be top of mind. For others, our three rivers, the Milwaukee, Kinnickinnick, and Menominee. 5 years ago, Milwaukee Water Commons quietly entered the conversation with the goal of getting everyone involved in stewarding and benefiting from the shared resource. The organization's co-director, Anne Brummett, stepped down this summer. She reflected on the evolution of the Milwaukee Water Commons with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz.
Anne Brummett's path to total immersion in water issues was a meandering one. After teaching French to high school students for nearly 15 years, Brummett dove into the Milwaukee River Greenway Project. It has made great strides in both naturalizing and creating access to a long stretch of the river's edge north of downtown Milwaukee. While Brummett describes the Greenway as a more traditional environmental effort, she says stepping into Milwaukee Water Commons' experiment in community engagement felt like walking into thin air.
Who might be silly enough to just try this thing out and see what we can do with it?
Brummett says water belongs to everyone. Milwaukee Water Commons strives to educate and inspire people to protect the resource. Brummett says not only should everyone have access to the water, they should have a voice in decisions that affect the shared resource.
We had Milwaukee as a global water city, water hub, and there was a lot of hand-wringing and anxiety in the environmental community that vision didn't really include the community. And so that was intriguing to me, is what could we do that could be positive rather than just the anxiety that narrative is so narrow.
Brummett and other organizers attempted to swing wide the doors for conversation. Did people from different neighborhoods, professions, socioeconomic and religious orientations know or care about water? She says early on, some uncomfortable truths emerged, including...
We didn't have as many people of color in the beginning. You know, we're kind of the usual upper middle class white folks concerned about this.
Brummett says environmental justice became core to the Water Commons mission.
We started talking to a lot of people of color, and people of color who aren't necessarily in environmental movement. And they were saying it really is a lot about access and about that inequality of the benefits.
Milwaukee Water Commons continued facilitating conversation and started leading field trips, including to the city's rivers, to Lake Michigan, and to Jones Island, where wastewater is treated and returned to the lake. Brummett says art has served as a conversation-building tool, starting in the early days of the organization.
We were focused on bubblers. I mean, we wanted to have, like, whimsical bubblers and artfully made bubblers to celebrate water, and then Flint happened.
The water crisis in Flint, Michigan, opened the eyes of people around the country to concerns about drinking water. Then Milwaukee encountered its own crisis, lead service lines, including in the city's oldest and most at-risk neighborhoods.
That's when we realized, wait a second, you know, maybe everything isn't as great, and we started looking into the situation here in Milwaukee.
Brummett and Water Commons co-director Brenda Coley met with Mayor Tom Barrett. The organization's volunteers began attending city committee meetings, along with advocates who have been critical of city leaders.
There's an effort to kind of divide the different groups and pit us against one another, and we take the philosophy. The problem is the lead line laterals, you know, like, let's focus on that.
Brummett says for now, Milwaukee Water Commons can best contribute through education.
There's 70,000 homes that would be safer with a filter on it. Like, let's make that happen. And we think there's a case to, we've been pitching it to funders and really trying to make that happen, because that seems like a concrete step that can buy us time for the longer, harder conversation around, you know, how do we fix these lead line laterals.
Brummett believes the group she helped bring to life is even more important today than it was 5 years ago.
I don't think that the water, so-called water conversation, has felt like a safe space for people of color, for people of different income groups, and it's been a privilege to be a part of those, you know, those tables.
As Milwaukee Water Commons continues its work, it aims to expand the circle of inclusion and stewardship. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.